You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and on the World Wide Web, all over God's magnificent planet.
Everywhere on 1510wwbc.com. You can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your streaming devices that you have. Or if you would like to get an archive of the show, they're all listed there by date. But of course, we download everything and we put it on our Facebook pages, which is SitaMediaInc.com. Also, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And our website is SitaMediaInc.com as well. So you can go to that to those pages. So pretty much anywhere on the World Wide Web, if you just Google Sita Media or Sita Begee or any of those things,
or
you'll
Ellen
find us.
Little.
O'Neill. But yeah, you won't find me as much on this stuff because I'm doing the back, you know, I'm doing the back stuff.
Right. That's right.
Background. Yeah, very background things.
So another on Mondays, thank you. On Mondays we
Happy
meet
October.
Here. Thank you. Halloween. Everybody thinks of Halloween. Mm. So on Mondays, Ellen, Allie and myself sit here and we talk to people right here in Brevard County, Florida. We speak to people in our state, around the nation. What we like to say is kitchen table topics. Whether you're planning to buy a home, invest in a home, financial literacy, whether you're trying to save the planet with lots of nonprofits, running for office, whatever it is, if you would like to have a voice and you have a platform, we give you that voice right here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And today's no different. Our friend Jeannie Whitman is here with us, and Jeannie has been with us before. I like to say it's Jeannie Slater Whitman,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And Jeannie came to our show, I want to say like maybe 12 years ago when we were at the other station, and spoke about her business, Achieve Beautiful Skin. And she made such an impact, not just with me and you, Ellen, but in our community. The hard work, the sacrifice, the faith that she believed in herself and what
the
she was doing to make people feel great about themselves. And when you look good, you feel good. And so Jeannie's back today, and she's going to be on our show's second segment. She now has a co-owner with her, and it is Diane Hawthorne. And Diane is here as well. So I'd like these ladies to say hello to our listeners before we go to our first segment.
Hello, listeners. I'm Jeannie Whitman, and I just wanted to pass along that our phone number, we can be reached at 321-720-5473. Thank you.
That's a big number.
Diane, every time I see Diane on Facebook or when I saw her at the grand opening when she became a co-owner of Achieve Beautiful Skin, it's always positivity. Always so positive.
Thank you.
Welcome to our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you.
So on our second segment, we'll be chatting with these ladies and hearing all about all the aesthetics and all the things that they do, all the services as Achieve Beautiful Skin, and on how we all in the community benefit from people who open businesses and offer such a wide array of services right here in Brevard that you don't have to travel to Orlando or Fort Lauderdale or Miami to be like in a big spa feel, right?
Right.
It's just wonderful.
That's
yes.
Right.
So after that, we'll just go to our first segment. Ellen, I don't know if you know that, but a lot of people have been calling and asking me to do a show about insurance, and specifically about long-term care insurance, because there's so many people that they hear about car insurance and house insurance and flood insurance and medical insurance, life insurance. Now they've got all different types, but being a long-term care nurse myself, and Jeannie is also a nurse, you were not anymore, but you were a nurse.
I was.
She went to nursing
school.
We know that people are growing older and bolder and wiser. And with that comes the need to take care of oneself and spend some money on cruises and do things and have fun, right? But you also have to prepare for when you have medical bills, too. And so I decided to have someone call in today and talk about that. And Allie could jump in when we're ready for that segment. But
yep.
In the meantime, it's Mr. Michael McDonald. And he's on the phone. And I know he's taking time out of his busy schedule. He is calling in, I think, somewhere in Florida. I'm not sure what part. I forgot to ask him. Mr. McDonald, you're calling in from Florida. So what part of Florida are you calling in from?
Hi. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you loud and clear. And you are
thank you for having me on. Actually, right now I'm in Northern California.
Oh, why did I think you were in Florida? Do you reside in Florida?
I'm sorry?
Do you reside in Florida?
Well, my wife got transferred out here a few years ago, a great job. And since I work online, I can pretty much work anywhere. So.
Awesome. And in my head, when you said Northern California, I went to every song that I know that has that phrase in it.
Mm-hmm.
In my head. Northern California, where the girls are warm.
Yes, yes. Well, ooh, baby. So you are a long-term care insurance broker, in addition to so many things that you do. And it's our pleasure to have you call in on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Our show is very unscripted. It is fun. It's educational. And it's quite informative. So I just wanted to let you know, if you have a little slip-up, it's okay. But before we go to talking about insurance, I just wanted to share with our listeners this week. This weekend, I went to New York City, and I saw my friend, Esther, that I have known since I was 3 years old. And I just want to give a shout-out to her. She is listening in New York this morning. She took me to Battery Park, and we walked around. We had a wonderful time with my daughters, and you know, there's something about family and spending time with family and just taking time to recharge your batteries and enjoy the people in the arts and entertainment business. You know, we enjoy the people who are serving us, the people who are singing on Broadway, the folks who bring us beautiful designs for clothing. And when you walk in New York City, it is such a mixture of so many people and so much collaboration. You could feel the creativity in the air as you walk there. People from all over the world come to New York because it is New York. And I just want to say a shout out to the people in New York City that makes it happen. And the floods had subsided by the time I got there. So thank God for the city and all the people who are working hard on that too. Anyways, Mr. McDonald, so you're calling in from California. How's the weather out there?
Today it's quite nice. We're going to have a heat wave coming. But otherwise it's quite nice. We had a little bit of rain up Northern California, so hopefully the fire season is pretty much over.
Awesome. Well, that's what we want to hear. So let's go right to it. Talk to our listeners a little bit about how you got involved in long-term care insurance and planning for someone as they get older and bolder in these United States.
Yeah. Well, I was working in technology, and leaving that, I was able to do some training and work for GE Finance, GE Capital, as a financial advisor. And over a period of about 5 years, some friends and relatives encountered long-term care. And so I got my interest. And I decided at some point I didn't want to, you know, basically represent one company. So I went independent so we can represent multiple companies. And I started to focus just on long-term care. I saw that as a something that pretty much everybody is going to face at one point. And I thought it was important for me and my family and friends to know about it, learn about it, and make some decisions while you're able to. And that's really the big problem. Is we get a lot of calls from people that say, you know, my mom's in a nursing home now. Things like that, or just been diagnosed with this or that. So the problem with long-term care insurance, or anything long-term care, whether it's a long-term care insurance or the other types of products you can use to leverage, like life insurance or annuities, is it's all based on your health. So you have to buy it while you're still able to.
That's correct. And the premiums increase with age, because I know I have a policy that I bought when I was probably about 28 years old. And at that time, my long-term care policy was $190 every 3 months. And now I pay close to $500 every 3 months. So with age, it increases. So what are some of the main issues for seniors when they speak to you, those who need long-term care?
Right. Well, first of all, as far as pricing goes, policies sold before 2008 recession, all companies and all policies have had increases in their premiums. And the reason is it started out most companies actually didn't get involved until late 80s, 87, 88, 89. So it's relatively new insurance, sort of guessing on how much to charge people, and then the recession hit. So the new policies today have much less chance of any kind of a premium increase. Now, what faces people today, again, goes back to health, and then there's affordability. So the Schwab Center for Investment Research says that for, let's say, $10,000 a month, you're going to need about, you know, roughly $4 million in liquid assets to safely cover long-term care. Most of us don't have that kind of liquid assets, so we'll rely on our own savings or investments.
In our culture, we rely on our children. You know, I'm Indian, you know, and that's part of our culture that, you know, once a man, twice a child. So you raise your children with the expectation that you take care of them, that one day they'll take care of you. But being a long-term care nurse, I don't see that a lot, no matter which ethnicity you're from anymore, because people are busy and everyone has their lives and they move to different states and whatever.
Different states.
Right.
Yeah.
So that would explain why insurance costs so much, because the estimated cost.
The chance of actually using your homeowner's insurance are less than 4%, less than 20% of a car insurance. Long-term care, again, one of the reasons they tried to stabilize these policies, premiums, is they, again, around 2013, all companies switched to gender pricing, which is what life insurance does. So if you're buying life insurance, a male's going to pay more than a female. They die sooner. Women pay longer. Long-term care insurance, it's the reverse. Women have, according to the American Association of Long-Term Care Insurance, have a 72% chance of needing care.
And that is correct. Women do outlive men. So Mr. McDonald, tell me something about long-term care insurance. Can people use their long-term care insurance at home? Because a lot of people want to age gracefully in place in their homes.
Yes, there is really no location restriction. Where it works is the doctor that's treating you is the one who's going to qualify you for care. That'll go to the underwriter, which will determine, you know, your policy benefits and things like that. So the problem is that, again, knowing the company. So we work with companies that have, there are two important factors that we look at a company to represent. First factor is financial stability. And insurance companies tend to be pretty stable, the big ones anyway. The second thing we look at is their claims complaints. And it's like any business. There are better and worse players. So we pick companies with low, what we consider acceptable claims complaints, and then companies with unacceptable or high complaints, we just don't work with them. So we don't want people to run into a situation where down the road they're going to have to fight the company to get their claim approved, because it's usually not the policy owner, it's usually the family that's doing that.
Yes, and that could be really maddening at times and frustrating when someone is trying to put a claim through to take care of a loved one, and you have all the red tape, you know. As a nurse, I see it all the time. Everybody wants that face sheet with the Medicaid number or the Medicare number or the supplement. Every single vendor, it doesn't matter who it is, they ask you up front for that. So there are some people that should not buy long-term care insurance. And can you tell our listeners here in Viewpoint with Sita and friends, who should not buy it, and who should buy it?
Well, as far as who should buy it, we have clients basically middle class, upper middle class, and, you know, wealthy, because they buy insurance because they know it's cheaper than paying the whole boat. Should buy it are people that are on Social Security, you know, that are using too much of their income to pay the premium. It just, it doesn't make any sense. In fact, long-term care insurance policies, applications will have a section where you have to walk through, it's a worksheet, you walk through affordability. And then if I don't think it's really an option, then I have you sign that I told you it's not really appropriate for you. So the thing what you brought up was, you brought up about Medicare and Medicaid. Well, a lot of people assume that Medicare is going to cover long-term care. And they find out when it's too late again that it doesn't.
Right. And so some people think that they could self-insure. Why not self-insure?
Well, that's what most people end up doing because of not knowing about the insurance or deciding not to buy insurance. So again, going back to that Schwab report, usually run people that have $3 million in liquid assets. I mean, what I mean is your assets not including your home should be fine for long-term care. At $100,000 a year, the national average home. Some cities and states are much or twice that. So it really depends on what your risk tolerance is.
And what is the oldest age that someone can be in order to purchase long-term care insurance?
Well, right now it's 79.
Oh, 79. You know, when we speak about insurance in our nation, it always brings to my mind, I don't know about anyone else, but I can speak for myself, having worked in our nation's nursing homes for over 34 years as a long-term care nurse, you really feel as though some folks qualify for Medicaid, and then as you get older, you get Medicare and your supplement, and then the very rich can write a check. So really, it's the middle class that always, always have to worry about these type of things, like who's going to take care of mom and dad? Who's going to take care of a disabled child? It's just the middle class, because we have a system that's in place for people who make under the income level, you know, a certain amount to qualify for Medicaid. And now in the state of Florida, people get a lot more services with Medicaid. I mean, with transportation, and they get a certain amount every month and all that. But how do we explain to folks the importance of long-term care insurance? Because like you say, you go to the hospital, and after that 60 day, you no longer qualify for Medicare. Someone has to take care of you after those 60 days.
Correct, and that's when the insurance starts. And you brought up the thing about Medicaid and affordability and all that. The middle class generally ends up needing care, spending for their own pocket until they spend down their liquid assets, which would be savings, investments, retirement accounts, cash value, life insurance. Anything of cash value has to be spent before Medicaid will pay. States will differ in how much they can keep, usually $2,000 or $3,000. Now, California last year, they changed their law, Medicaid, called Medi-Cal. Now, a single person, instead of only allowing $2,000, they can have $130,000 and still be on Medicaid. But the second part of Medicaid is this. Let's say the average person spends down their assets down to what the state lets them keep, $2,000 or $3,000, and then there's the second part of Medicaid called a state recovery, which means they can go after your estate to repay Medicaid. And usually the way to do that is with the home. So there is a policy in most states, Florida is one of them, it's called a Partnership for Long-Term Care. It's a state Medicaid program policy. It's part of the state Medicaid program. And if you buy a policy, let's say, that pays out $200,000 in benefits, you run out of insurance. Now you can keep up to $200,000 of your own assets and still go on Medicaid.
Yeah, you know, you
and they will no longer come after your estate for repayment. So you have this $200,000 in the bank that you can protect, or your retirement account. The home, they'll no longer come after the home for repaying Medicaid. So, like you mentioned at the beginning, most people like to stay at home. Well, if you have $200,000 in the bank, and you're getting home care, and you've run out of insurance,
My friend Allie's going to jump, Mr. McDowell, Allie's going to jump in here because she just had this experience. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that $200,000 disappears pretty quick. And, you know, it because you forget about all the rest of the stuff you've been paying on all along. My husband and I discovered that it was the best thing we could do was to get the long-term care insurance when 30 years ago, so that when we first got married, we invested in that, and it was $72 a month. And then now, because it's just me and the cost of it going up, I think here in Florida I'm paying $82 a month is it. And I live in a long-term care facility that in their independent living right now, and the costs of being able to take care of me as I move into needing that intensive care will be discounted because we can use the long-term care policy. We've got to pay off a lot of it. And so none of my own assets will be messed with at that point. So it seems like a really good plan to just bite the bullet and stick it in over there, maybe stop smoking or something, and then you could have enough dollars to make the payment or something like that. But
no more lattes.
Yeah, no more lattes.
So Mr. McDowell, do you have like a checklist that you could give our listeners on Viewpoint with C-Dime Ramsey? Because, you know, life goes by quickly, and it really is short. No one is promised tomorrow, right? And everyone wants a plan for a rainy day. And like you say, people will more likely use long-term care insurance than they would make a claim on a home sometime. So how do we educate people that, yes, you are going to get older and you have to plan for such an event because you may not want to be in a nursing home. You may not want to be in an assisted living. You want to live in your own home and have help come in. Because some people don't have a good relationship with their children. They don't have friends. A lot of people are lonely. I mean, loneliness is something in the United States that's a different show for a different time. And as a nurse, I see this all the time. So how do we help our listeners and people here in the United States to prepare for good old Mr. Old Age or Mrs. Old Age?
Find an agent.
Well,
what we do is
we basically do websites and newsletters and, you know, you have Facebook and all the other social media now. So the websites that we work with are a general website, Guide to Long-Term Care, so guidetolongtermcare.com. There's a website that focuses on the partnership asset protection program of the policy called Partnership for Long-Term Care. And then there are people that don't like long-term care insurance because it is like car, house, health, every other insurance except one. We call this type of insurance use it or lose it. So there's only one insurance, life insurance. So life insurance with long-term care, there are some people like go that route. And you can use, if you're, depending on your state, depending on various factors, you can use qualified money. You can use retirement money to pay for those. So life insurance with life insurance LTC, that's another website where we have information about the life insurance type products you can use for long-term care. So people basically have to do the research, find out what works best for them. And what you're doing is great. You're setting aside time to bring this to people's attention.
Thank you. Well, I think, you know, we all talk about growing older, and I think we have to, as a nation, understand that we need the strength of the young people to take care of the elderly people as we age. And I see this in the nursing facilities a lot, where people are older, they're weaker, they've had strokes, they've had hypertension, amputation, heart surgeries, whatever. And if we don't take care of each other and treat each other with respect and fund our schools and make sure that our kids are educated, that we have people who can draw blood and people who can hang an IV and a person who can go to school to be a physician or a therapist. We're not doing ourselves any good services if we're not helping each other, because we are going to need each other as we get older. You want somebody qualified to draw your blood. You want a nursing assistant to come into your home if you have long-term care insurance and take care of you at home as well. But one more thing before you go. Can you talk to us a little bit about the hybrid plans?
Yeah. The hybrid plans are basically life insurance that you can use for long-term care.
Gotcha.
That's what they are. As I mentioned before, life insurance LTC sort of explains those. You brought up some very good points. Education is very important. As you know, there is a serious nursing shortage in America. And part of the reason is the limit of the visas that they allow. So education is very important. My sister is a nurse. My mother was a nurse. All the respect for nurses and
yeah,
you know.
And you know, I can't stress enough. I've been on the planet almost 60 years, and I have to be quite honest. What I see out there sometimes, I question where we're all going as the human race, because there are so many people that go into the medical profession just because they want a job. A lot of people don't have the heart and the soul that it takes to actually take care of someone. And I do believe all of that comes from the foundation that we have at home. If we teach our children empathy and compassion and love and unity, that all goes right into the workplace, no matter where they choose a job. Even in your job, when you speak to someone and you have that compassion, because you started because you knew someone who wanted long-term care insurance and needed it, so you were able to put that passion into what you're doing. Do you agree that we need to, all of us, collectively do better?
Without a doubt.
So, Mr. McDonald, are you still practicing in Florida? Or can you practice anywhere in the 50 states?
Florida, myself, about 40 states.
Okay, well, give us your contact information so our listeners can get a hold of you and ask more questions and maybe purchase one of your products.
Sure. Well, they're not my products.
Well,
they're the insurance companies.
You know.
I understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, my number is 888-582-2464.
We'll make sure we get that on all of our places. Do you have a website?
Yeah, the websites are Guide to Long-Term Care, which is a good general website, has general information about long-term care insurance, the partnership, asset protection, as I mentioned, protect your home and your liquid assets, and it also talks about the life insurance.
Excellent. Well, we have to take a break and listen to our sponsors real quick. Mr. McDonald, thank you so much for sharing great information that you had on long-term care. And we will be back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right after these messages.
Anytime. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Nine Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud9. Mattress and Furniture.
Welcome to MedFast Urgent Care. We are Brevard County's largest urgent care network. MedFast is now open at 7:30 a.m. every day. That's right, 7:30 a.m. every day. We will get you in and out so you can get back to your day. When you are sick or injured, MedFast is here for you 7 days a week. Think fast, think MedFast. With 18 locations, there's a MedFast near you. Call 321-MEDFAST.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine-in or takeout as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000. Or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com.
John Call Financial.
There's
Group
something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. I really mean it, sunny. We're at AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere.
Everywhere, 1510wwbc.com. It has, you can hit that listen live button and get us live on any one of your streaming devices. Or the archives of the shows are there by date. Of course, on our website, which is SitaMediaInc.com, we repopulate those over there, and then you can search by day or by topic or by person or any of those great ways to search. And what a great little information session we had on long-term care.
Well, yeah.
By Mr. McDonald. That was great.
Was
and
great.
I'm excited to hear about skin care, though.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move
every
on.
Every lady, every woman, every girl wakes up and spends so much money on their face and hair and how they feel. And when you look good, you feel good, right? So our friend Jeannie Slater-Whitman is here and Diane Hawthorne, and they are with Achieve Beautiful Skin, which I went to the grand opening recently when Diane became a partner, and I was totally impressed with the spa and all the services offered there. So we're going to let the ladies chat. So Jeannie, thank you for being on the show and bring us up to speed about what's happening with Achieving a Beautiful Skin.
Well, and before you get started, what's the address? Because let's just start out with where
address.
People can find you first.
Okay. Our address is 5462 Village Drive, Vieira, Florida, 32955.
Right. It's over in a very great little complex over there. Nice little shop. So very close to everywhere. If you're anywhere in Brevard County, you can get to Jeannie.
Yeah.
So moving on, how'd you start?
Okay, so I started way back in 2012, and I was in a one-room business center and facility, and I stayed there for 1 year, and then I moved up to be with a physician so I could fire lasers. And this physician was Mark Pinsky, and he took good care of me for about 3 years, and then I decided that I needed something bigger because that, too, was just one room. So I needed something a little bit bigger, and I went into a facility that had 5 rooms. One was a waiting room, and one was my office, and then the 3 of them were treatment rooms. Not long after that, maybe 5 years, 6 years later, I moved up to an even larger, and I think this is where I'm going to be for a while.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's really
well,
beautiful.
Well, we all remember you, like, being around in town at all the events wearing pink.
Yes.
And you were the best marketing rep ever for your business.
I still remember how hard you worked.
Had my logo on everything, all my dresses.
Everything. And you know what? It made people feel as though your heart and soul, you had skin in the game. I know you did.
You're so funny.
You sure did. She did.
That's hilarious.
She sure did, because we're like, that's Jeannie. So anyway, so then you brought Diane on. And Diane, you and I have been friends for a long time too. And you know, you put two and two together. I went to the grand opening and I'm like, oh. Because you know what? You're beautiful. And you both of you are so beautiful. And you to us, having people with a spa that actually puts in the time to look good so that the people who you're administering to, we feel that when we walk into your building. I mean, the Barbie event was the best.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. You guys did look like Barbies, too.
No, it did.
So talk to us a little bit. How did you decide, when and how did you decide to become a partner?
Well, I came on board with Jeannie, what has it been, just over 2 years, going on 3 years now. And she asked me at the beginning of, well, in March, she asked me to become partner. And I happily accepted. I love Jeannie dearly. She's been a friend of mine for about as long as she's had the business.
She never ages.
Longer. Yes, never
age. Not age, no.
Oh, that's nice.
And so were always in networking together. We always asked each other business advice. And so when I have a high respect for Jeannie, and so I just, the working with her is just like we were meant to work together.
It was
together.
A good fit. It was a perfect fit. And I think
like
sometimes the universe is lined up sometimes perfectly, where it's like Ellen and I, we've been together for 14 years doing Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and it's like she could finish my sentences sometimes.
Yes.
And that's wonderful.
That is Jeannie and I.
I know.
Totally, back and forth.
I felt it. I felt it at the bar.
That is so true.
Yes. We've opened it, and I'm like, yes, I felt so. So talk to us, Jeannie, your background. Tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about your background and how you actually decided to open your spa.
Okay. My background is I started out in nursing, but prior to that, or simultaneous, I was a Miami Dolphins cheerleader. I was the captain. And that took me through 3 years of the perfect season. Yay.
Oh, yay. Right.
Yeah. That was a big, great memories were made. And I went to nursing school, and I graduated, and I became a nurse for pediatrics. And during that time, it was very enlightening that I felt like I really wanted to help people, but in a different way, not so much in the medical field. Although my spa is a medical spa, I decided that I wanted to help women feel good about themselves, because I have that empathy and that passion to help women look and feel good in their skin. And I have a lot of people that come to me. I have gentlemen as well, and they come to me for help.
Yeah.
And you know, we appreciate that,
right? And you know, and there's something about that, right? I mean, some days when you're feeling like really blah, you said, you know what, let me just do something.
Right.
Put on a little lipstick, fix my hair, call Jeannie.
Jeannie in a bottle.
And the thing is, people do have disposable income. Some people do have, and they can afford to come and feel good. And when they walk out of there, it's like therapy.
It is.
It's actually better than therapy at
it
times.
It is actually at times.
You know, because you get pampered.
Right.
And which woman or man doesn't want to be, no, Danny wants to be pampered, but you wait there, Danny. We're not going to get you into the spa as yet. Yeah, so let's talk about some of the services offered, Diane. Talk to us about some of the services that are offered at the spa.
Well, we offer a large array of services that are all based from medical. We have two PAs as well as a medical director,
yes.
Dr. Harbor. And so our PAs, they perform, one performs injections, so Botox, Juvederm. We also do, those are the fillers. And then our other PA, she does those as well, but she also does PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma facials. She also does women's wellness. So everything that we can do on your face, women, we can help you in
the... And you do chemical peels as well.
That area as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we do chemical peels, we do facials, IV drip, laser hair removal. We also do radio frequency microneedling.
Yes, and we have the Morpheus 8, which is the newest and greatest.
Yes.
RF microneedling device around.
And you also do like bridal parties. If somebody was having a wedding and they wanted the bride and her bridesmaid, and like you say, from top to bottom, everywhere, you guys can take care of that as well.
That's right, we can. And we have a makeup artist as well, someone who's doing eyelash extensions and brows and you name it. We also have a big room that is great for bachelorette parties or bridal parties, for any kind of party, thinking about the end of the year coming for Christmas time, Thanksgiving. If you have some type of family event you want to have, you can look into coming to our spa at 321-720-5473.
Yeah, I see Ellen is happy about that. And there is a website. Give us a website as
okay.
well.
Looking
at the website. Whoever did your website, kudos to them. It's very, very nice, and it's easy to understand.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Good to hear that. Thank you. Our website is achievebeautifulskin.com.
Right. So how does it feel, Jeannie, like to be in business and the space goes for over 12 years? To have so many of us believing you and so many of the people that we meet, you give so much to charities as well. How does it feel to be not just a business owner, but you give back to the community so much?
It feels wonderful, to be very quite on, you know, very honest. It's hard to believe that I can do all these things, you know, and I pinch myself and I think, wow, I just did that. And I can continue doing that. There's nothing in my way that's going to stop me from doing those types of charities and helping other women and gentlemen.
Right. And I see Ellen wants to jump in here.
I do, because especially as a child of Florida, because I was young, I was in my teens, you know, did the whole iodine and baby oil, right? All of that stuff that abused our skin so badly. What are some of the things that you can do at your spa that help people rejuvenate that super damaged skin?
Okay, well, we first want to start out by just having a consultation so I can evaluate your skin. After that, then we take, we set up a plan for you, a plan of action. And depending on who it is, if it were Ellen coming in, I would have to say, let's start with a microdermabrasion and maybe do a peel on top of it, just to maybe do one pass of a microdermabrasion and not overdo it. You know, it just depends on what you're looking for as well as what I'm looking at.
Yeah, everybody's different. There's such an influx right now, too, of melanomas and mm-hmm. and things, especially on the face. I mean, and of course, I'm at that age, too, I think, that a lot of my friends are going through it or did the same thing that I did, damage my skin early. Mm-hmm. So everybody's coming in with Band-Aids on their nose and Band-Aids on their eyebrows because of, again, mistreating or not treating.
Well, and a lot of it was education, too, right?
Sure.
Because the more educated you are about your skin, the more you're going to take care of it. So, Diane, now we all talk about, we focus on the outside, and you guys focus on the outside and the inside, and you also focus on exercise and what people eat and hydration for their skin. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, the other part of the business where you all, because you all have so much medical people in the spa now. It's not just both of you. You are backed up by people with medical degrees.
Correct. So we do offer medical weight loss, which is a great thing to help women and men if they're wanting to lose some weight, get healthy, because we all know that obesity causes almost every disease.
And stress.
And stress. And so, and that leads back to looking good, feel good. And so we offer that. We offer health coaching along with it, and I do the health coaching piece of it. We also help them with we have different types of medical weight loss. So we do offer the semaglutide. We also offer mesotherapy, which is just where we can reduce an area and not weight overall, just one certain area. And we work with the clients and help them get on a good food regimen. We have to meet them where they're at and help them eat, you know, the proper foods. Get hydration is key, and exercise is key. And I've always believed that exercise is the key to longevity, because we really want the longevity of life. We're wanting to be mobile when we get older.
Yes.
And so that is the key factor.
Right, to take care of your limbs.
To take care of your limbs, to take care of your body. Because we want to be able to be still independent as
we
age.
And we're in such a rush these days, Diane, that people don't take the time to drink water, which is so good to hydrate your skin. People don't take the time to just breathe, walk in a park. You know, so they need places like you guys where they can go and get this education,
mm-hmm.
and then they can maintain it. Now, and you do, and you're backed by medical professionals as well. How you just added on another nurse practitioner, was it, Jenny?
We did that
because I remember at the grand opening. Okay, I remember the grand opening. We saw a lot of medical professionals there. So, yes. In other words, if somebody came there for the weight loss program, it is backed by someone who is looking after their medical records and all that.
Absolutely, it is. Our medical director does that.
Right,
mainly.
Yes.
So, and we keep awesome documentation of everybody.
So it's really turning into Achieve Beautiful Body. Everything.
That's right. We just updated the logo, and so it says Achieve Beautiful Skin, Women's Wellness, and MediSpa.
Excellent.
Yes, and it's a mouthful, but it's good. It tells everything
that they're doing.
So, Jeannie, you also wrote a book, I remembered. And so talk to us. Is it still on Amazon?
Yes.
Yes, talk to us about the book, because in that book, there's a lot of aging, anti-aging tips and Asian tips as well.
Yes.
When did you find the time to write a book, too?
Well, it was piece by piece.
Yes.
A little bit here, a little bit there. And what happened was I was approached by a gentleman through an email, reached out to me, and he says, hey, I've been researching your company, and I want to talk to you about having a chapter or two in a book. And what do you think? So I took the bull by the horns, and I decided that, I'm going to do this because I can. And I went ahead and talked about everything that I asked, like all the services that I can provide and why it works and who could be a good fit for this type of treatment and on, and had colorful pictures. I listed all types of different peels, what you can do, and I cited some case studies in there, and it was very rewardful.
Yes. I know. I was like, wow, where did you find the time to do that? So, Diane, talk to our listeners a little bit about dermaplaning, because I know it's safe and it's non-invasive, but a lot of people don't know what it is.
Dermaplaning is actually exfoliation of the skin. So it's done with a medical blade, and so it removes all the dead skin. And the little bonus is if you have that vellus hair that's on the side of your face, that blondy hair, like I have a lot of that.
We call it in lay terms the fine hair.
It is vellus hair is the actual name for it.
Yeah.
And
you learn something new every day.
And so it removes that as well. So it really just, it gives your face a nice glow. It brings that new skin, because you really cannot moisturize dead skin.
Dead skin.
You can't. You're just wasting money. So it's important. That should be a monthly treatment, actually.
Yeah.
That should be something that's done monthly to help. It also not only helps to absorb the products that you're putting on your skin, but also it will help with the treatments that Ellen was talking about and some of the higher end treatments that you do receive. It will help continue seeing progress.
Right. And I think the trick is for people to come and visit the spa once, speak with you ladies, get their data entry in, and let you guys diagnose and treat them, not as a medical professional, but hey, we have dark skin, we have light skin, we have fair skin. I mean, everybody has a different type of skin and a different treatment for everyone, right?
And there are certain treatments that you can and can't do.
Right.
Some people can do them because of their skin tone.
Yes, I have to be careful of keloids because my skin is dark, right?
Yes.
Now, what about Botox? You offer Botox as well, and people seem to like the treatments on their forehead and elsewhere. I know, you believe it or not, you can put Botox pretty much other places.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because my nephew has cerebral palsy, and they use Botox. So, like, 25 years ago, I don't even know that I knew that Botox was for your face, because they used it for his spasticity in his muscles. So it was like a totally different application.
It freezes that
muscle. When he said, oh, I'm getting Botox in my legs, I was like, I did the whole dog thing, you know, like my head sideways going, what? In your legs? Why would you do that in your legs? You're wearing pants.
It's used for a lot of things. You can use it for migraines. You can use it for lockjaw. You can use it for sweat gland, you know, to help prevent the sweat, you know, if you, sweat excessively.
Right. And one of the things people love about your spa, even Jeannie, for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Jeannie Slater Whitman and Diane Hawthorne with Achieve Beautiful Skin and
Women's Wellness and Medi Spa.
It's such a mouthful. One of the other things that is quite popular, and I know people who've actually had this done with you guys, and it's made their skin feel younger and just rejuvenates the skin, is the chemical peels.
Chemical peels.
And people are so afraid of chemical peels.
Why should you not be afraid of them? No, there are all types of chemical peels. There are the types that are just specifically there to brighten your skin and take off and exfoliate to some extent, I mean. And there are other peels that you'll shed skin for 7 days, six to seven days. And that is a whole different type of treatment. And again, so I need to, evaluate your skin in order to build a good program for you. But the chemical peels, they're from light to very deep. I have another peel that's called the BioRepeel. BioRepeel, you do every 7 to 10 days for a series of four, and they don't hurt. They don't burn. It has TCA in it, which normally burns. But for some reason, this is patented over in Switzerland, and they got the patent on it.
Yeah, I always wondered how the Swiss people look so good.
And it kind of goes back to what I have an older sister that's 18 years older than I am, and her doctor actually recommended chemical peels because of precancerous things.
Yeah,
or something.
Right.
So there is, from a medical standpoint, there's a lot of benefits to making sure that your skin is always in tip-top shape.
Yes.
What about IPL?
I wanted to just say something about the comment that you made about people are afraid of the chemical peels. Mm-hmm. When I first became an esthetician years ago, my skin was burned. Is why most people are afraid to come in.
That's why they go to mediocre places that people don't know what they're doing.
When I started with Jeannie, and she's like, well, when was the last time you had a facial? And I said, at that time, it was 11 years. And she says, really? And I said, yeah. I said, I haven't let anyone touch my skin because I had to literally take vitamin E capsules and break them apart and rub that on my skin.
Yeah, your skin's very fair.
And
yeah.
So Jeannie, because I trust her and she evaluated my skin, we made a treatment plan, and so she's been doing my facials ever since, obviously.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that's the reason.
Yeah, and you also do the photo facial and the IPL. That's where people have age spots.
Yeah.
And you're able to lighten them up?
I can lighten them up through the intense pulse light, IPL. And if you come in and you have sun damage or you have dark spots and then you have lighter skin, this IPL will target that dark melanin that's in your skin, and it'll vanish it. It'll come to the surface and then flake off naturally. You don't pick at it or any of those. And picking.
Yeah, listen to that CETA. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, and I know once, last time you were on the show, we had talked about something that a lot of people don't pay attention to, the spider veins. Right?
Yes.
And I know a lot of people that have those, and they're like, I'm afraid to go to someone because they're afraid, because it's so sensitive.
Right.
Talk to us. Why do you think people are so afraid of these things?
Of the spider veins?
Yes, to have it treated.
To have it treated. Well, if you use a certain type of laser, you can get those treated very easily, and it does not hurt. It's a light that shines that just goes right on that little vein, that little spider vein, and you work your way up right through it, and it just disappears. It obliterates.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know why they're scared.
Yeah, I always talk to people and they're like, well, I think you're right about the chemical peel because
any type
bad
of
bad experience.
Yes.
Bad experience. And what's great is Jeannie has a really great working relationship with some local dermatologists. So we refer people back and forth. And so when there's things that Jeannie sees, especially having a nursing background, she can identify those things as to where people might need to go see a dermatologist as
well. And Jeannie, you have the experience. Because you've been doing this for so long that if someone were to come in, they do not have to be afraid.
They come
they
in,
do not.
You evaluate them, and you tell them what type of services you offer and what's good for them. And that's what you expect. Right, and a treatment plan.
And a treatment plan.
It's almost like having a patient and you have a care plan, the goals and approaches,
correct.
Right?
So what I do typically is I start out easy with the person. I don't go gangbuster on you at all, ever. I will
just...
You
don't look like a gangbuster kind of gal.
Yeah. Okay, so... I take it easy on you at first and evaluate how you react to that treatment. For the next visit that you come in, they'll build a little bit more on top of that as you gain trust in me.
Right. And I'm sure you have a lot of success stories about women who came in and had the age spots and had the dark spots mm-hmm. and hadn't had a chemical peel for a while. And then they're walking out of there feeling like, va-va-voom, look at me now, right?
Exactly.
Yes. I know, because I spoke to a lot of people at the opening, at the grand opening. Mm-hmm. Ellen, you should have been there. Everyone was in pink. It was a Barbie.
It was a Barbie party.
Favorite color.
And I left there saying to myself, you know, one of the things about us women is we don't take care of each other. And when we have somebody like Jeannie and Diane in our midst that's willing to go the extra mile and help us through their expertise, and this is not cheap stuff. This is really high-quality stuff at an affordable price, that they have it right here for us in Brevard. I think it behooves all of us women with businesses and people who have a lot of friends and able to market, to help them to market their place. Because this is what life is about. When we have a business, we help them and they help us. But I think we ought to tell all our friends and family, again, the website and the phone number, so they can go and partake
in their
business.
And I want to do one of your go around the room things. You know, like, so what's the best and the worst food for your skin? Like, and it doesn't have to be a food. Like, so sugar. Is sugar, like, the worst thing you could be eating that
sugar
affects your
dairy.
Skin? Sugar or dairy. What's
it's
the best?
Bad for acne.
The best is healthy fats.
Like avocado.
Avocados.
Okay.
Your fruits.
Anything to add?
Curry chicken.
I knew curry was going to have to be part of it.
Works all
your
the time.
Your whole family's got beautiful skin.
It works. It's the curry and the chicken.
I think so.
And
so,
I think it's a turmeric.
So healthy fats, your body creates hormones based off of, you know, healthy fats. So yeah, I'll be honest.
I think as you get older too, one of the most important things, and you're right, and it does manifest itself on our skins, is you just have to wake up every day and just be so grateful. Because the more you stress yourself out and the more you worry about what happened yesterday and what's to come, I think it damages your skin too.
I think it does too. Just like,
well, that's part, that comes under the stress part.
Yeah, it does.
Any
amount
of stress or worry is going to reflect itself in your skin.
Yeah, because I'm sure you see people come in there stressed out to the max, and once they've had a facial or they've had something, an IPL or something, they feel better.
And what do they call them? The 11s? They make the 11s go?
The 11s. Between your eyebrows.
Yeah,
that's the Botox.
And they get tender loving care. From
TLC
from Gina.
All right,
and
one last time, address, phone number, and website of where everybody can start booking right now for your first consultation with Jeannie and Diane.
Our address is 5462 Village Drive, Vieira, Florida, 32955. Website is achievebeautifulskin.com, and our phone number is 321-720-5473.
And gift certificates are available.
Yes.
Christmas is coming.
Yes.
Another great edition of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'll be back next week, and we'll make sure we share all of this great information, plus what Diane is just about to say on our website. We'll see you soon next week.